T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you ever seen a critter at work?
I saw one yesterday, thank you. I'm all set with it.
Yeah, we had a snake in the hallway outside of the studio, and I feel a little guilty because I feel like I almost manifested it.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, like, super hot here. We all know that.
Right.
And I had heard a rumor that there was a mouse in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so you and I are having a conversation, and I decided to tell a story about a former place of employment I worked at where we had a mouse.
Right.
And by mouse, I mean we had a lot of mice. And it was, like, an older building, and there was, like, soundproofing on the walls.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, while I would be on the air talking, there would be mice, like, climbing the walls and just looking at me.
That is super creepy.
And so then we ended up getting a snake, and then the mice disappeared. So when I found out we had seen a mouse in the kitchen, I told you, I was like, uh-oh, next thing you know, we're going to get a snake. And boom, it showed up in the hallway literally like an hour and a half after I said that. So I feel guilty like I manifested this.
Right.
So I want to know if you've ever seen a critter at work, because this place of employment, so we had the mice.
You pretty much caused the American tale with Fievel Goes West.
Yes.
It's all the way out here
yes.
now. Thanks for bringing it with you.
So then there was a snake, and then there was a cat that was supposed to take care of the mice and the snakes, and it just kept going and going. So I think our solution is that we have to get a mountain lion, set it free in here, let it handle the snakes, and then from there we can work up to a bear.
I'd be okay with a bear or a mountain lion. Snakes I will not do.
Snake.
I will not do snakes.
If you want to see a picture of our snake, we did put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz.
A picture that I was nowhere near to be taking.
Yeah.
I sent Liz around the corner to go look for the snake.
Yeah, and so it was outside the studio. I posted it, and a bunch of people are like, that doesn't look like it's outside. No, no, that is our tacky carpet. So when you see it, that's what you're looking at. I also had another work encounter that involved a raccoon.
Oh.
So there's so many things. We want to know if you've ever had one. 503-733-5105.
Well, I work in an office out in the gorge, and it's a little trailer, so we have a lot of mice that come in.
Okay.
Oh.
But this one particularly, I was sitting at my desk and my boss was in front of me talking to me. She's terrified of mice. Well, one ran across her foot, so as she screamed and jumped backwards, I, who am terrified of spiders, thought it was a spider on my desk, screamed, flew backwards in my chair, knocked my chair over, and fell out of it, and she told me, oh, it's okay, it's just a mouse, it's a mouse. So I was fine. And it jumped up on a table.
I feel the same way. Let the mouse eat that spider.
Exactly.
I had a mouse in my car once, and it ran across my foot while I was driving.
What?
It freaked me out. I had to put a mouse trap in my car
in
to get it out.
In your car?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Were you, like, hiding snacks in there?
No.
Why was there a mouse in your trunk or your car?
Because back in New England, in the winters, they get cold, so they hide in your engines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrifying and disgusting all at once.
Yeah, well, think about having a mouse rub up against your ankle while you're driving.
No.
Yeah, anything rubbing against your ankle while you're driving is a little freaky.
Yeah, but sometimes I like things rubbing against my ankle,
okay,
but not
stop.
When I'm driving.
Stop right
there. So I worked at a dental college, and it was in the administration office, but my boss was actually a dean of admissions there. And he came in and he would be like, so there's a mouse in the building. And I would say, aw, a mouse? And he goes, no, not aw, a mouse, a tiny little critter that can come and eat away at little cables that we need to fix people's teeth. And I was just so concerned about this mouse that I actually tracked down the like janitorial person that would come and clean our offices.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now when you capture this mouse, make sure you let it go. And he was like, I'm not going to let it go. So I never actually saw the mouse, but I did see mice droppings, and I feel really bad about the mouse because I wish I could have saved it, but I think he's just in mouse heaven now.
It was more about the drama of the mouse than the actual mouse.
Exactly.
I love that that's what everybody's gossiping about. Like, have you seen the mouse? There's a mouse.
I know. And all I could think about would be like the students upstairs working on their patients and having like a mouse run across their patient's like chest or something.
That's
that doesn't
funny.
Sell very well for a dental college, I feel like.
Yeah. No, because it's already scary enough going to the dentist. Well, thank you so much and have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't think there would be anything scarier than having a mouse run across your foot at the dentist.
I mean, I'm slightly more freaked out by the drills than the mouse.
I work for a large police department, and we are a full-service department, which means we have to go to every call we're called to. And several years ago, I had a call of a snake in someone's yard and had to respond. And I get there. A bunch of young guys live there, and it's a huge ball python or bull python, whatever it's called. It's a huge snake. It used to be someone's pet probably that got out.
Oh, okay. Nope.
Probably 2 feet long, maybe.
Nope.
And the guys were terrified. They were all in their front yard. So I pick it up, and I chase the guy around his front yard while he screamed like a little girl. It was hilarious. His friends Facebook Live me chasing him around his yard.
Yep. I would have been out. I would have been down the block, around the corner.
But it was funny because from then on, they knew me, and they were like, this girl's crazy.
Yeah.
So they never messed with me, but they would always wave whenever I passed by, and I would just laugh and wave back to them.
If I was in your position and I got that call about a snake in someone's yard, I would have just said, nope, I'm on lunch.
I don't think it works that way.
No, it doesn't. And it's funny because everybody was calling me because I was always the one that would go for the loose dog calls because I would be able to get the dogs in my back seat. So everybody was calling on the way there saying, this is the perfect call for you.
Well, that's too funny. Thank you so much for calling. I super appreciate
it. No problem. Have a great day.
If somebody ever chased me around the yard with a snake, I'd move out of the neighborhood.
About a year and a half ago that I was working as a men's apparel associate over at the local grocery store, and one day this giant hawk actually ended up flying into the store. I didn't figure out what kind of hawk it was, but I wasn't about to, you know, get close and figure it out.
Yeah.
It ended up just kind of roosting somewhere above my department. I talked to my boss. She was just like, you know what? This happens all the time. I go, no, it doesn't.
Hawks just don't fly into grocery stores.
Maybe like a squirrel or a small critter, but not a full-size hawk.
You go to like a hardware store, you see all sorts of little birds in there, but a hawk?
I'd be afraid of it swooping down and grabbing my three-year-old out of the car.
We ended up calling animal control, and they ended up capturing it and releasing it safely. But it was just one of those situations where I was going, I'm going to laugh about this maybe later, but right now I'm just a little spooked.
Yeah, and I'd be using an umbrella inside at that point.
100%.
If it's roosting over up on the roof.
I'm always afraid birds are going to land in my hair and try to nest, too. So especially something that large, I feel like I'd have to put a hat on for protection.
Right, I was trying to think about it, like maybe it was trying to catch something close to the store and it just ended up hopping inside.
Or maybe it just wanted to get a smartly dressed suit and you didn't even help the hawk.
Or a box of Cheez-Its and some high C.
Well, what's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, thank you so much for calling in and listening. We hope you have a great hawk-free day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Imagine being in a grocery store just looking up and seeing like a 4-foot hawk just standing there with a wingspan like 10 feet wide.
Probably works better than security cameras, honestly. Have you ever spotted a critter at work? 503-733-5105.
I used to work like inside a state park. It was a museum, and it was obviously full of wildlife. There were snakes that would like crawl in the walls and show up like in the exhibit. There were monster spiders that would just happen to, you know, be on the front desk. And I don't like any of that stuff. And I would be the one who would have to like call the park ranger to get it out or like kill the spider because you can't like have visitors see all of that. But like the worst things were when we had like mammal spotting. We had like wildcats, like bobcats outside, and coyotes. And so usually they'd be like at night, but we had a like trail through the woods and visitors would come back and be like, oh yeah, I saw a coyote. And we had to make like a board to warn people like, hey, if you go outside, just say no. If there's a bobcat, don't go near it.
Don't feed the wildlife.
Yeah.
If you see the coyote, just come on back, bring it off the trail.
Yeah, you get nervous if you see a coyote during the day too, because they're night stalkers.
Okay, so I saw a coyote one time and I just thought it was a really skinny dog. And I was like, oh, it needs a snack. And my husband Boo Bear, he's got like way more experience with wildlife than I do. And he's like, oh, baby, that's a coyote. And I was like, no, those are the things that like howl. And he's like, no, that's a wolf. And I was like, oh. So I shouldn't feed the skinny dog.
I mean, no, never.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Thank you.
Back in New England, if your dog was like under 25 pounds, you couldn't let it out at night without watching it.
Because you thought a coyote was going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm totally calling about the critters. I'm going to quit my job behind a man-eating spider.
Okay, oh. So what happened?
Let's just preface this by saying I was a 911 dispatcher at the time. And this huge spider comes out of nowhere, comes barreling across the floor. And I have arachnophobia like no one has ever seen. Like, I left my purse, my keys, everything. I was like, I quit, I'm done. Out of there. I have never seen a spider that big ever in life. And they just, I'm an EMT as well, so I had to get back on a truck because from then on, like, they were buying those black spiders from, like, Party City and stuff, like, from Halloween, and they were always all over my desk.
Now, when you saw the initial man-eating spider, as you called him, were you, like, in the middle of a dispatch call?
Answering a call and, like, dropped my headset and was on my way out the door. And
you're like, what's your emergency? My emergency's bigger. I got to go.
So I just, oh God, I felt so bad. But I was just like, this is not it. For months, like, I started carrying Raid with me.
And you straight up quit?
Yeah, I did. I worked out my notice in that case.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, if it keeps up around here with the snakes, I'm out too.
So my supervisor knew it was something going on. And so she was like, just go home for the rest of the day. Come back and get your stuff. I was like, I don't even want my purse. I'm going to walk down the corner.
You could have laid eggs in there. You don't know what happened.
Nope.
Like, started walking so far, she had to get in her car and catch up to me, like, around the corner from the building. Like, it was, I think I was breaking out in hives. It was horrible.
What's your name?
India.
Thank you so much for calling in. This is legitimately probably the best work critter story I've ever heard.
Oh, that's so sad. Thank you.
I'm adding spiders to the list alongside snakes.
Yeah, no, I'd rather deal with a snake in the hallway than a big spider any day. We're talking about this, though, because we did find a snake in the hallway. If you want to see the picture, it is up on our Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.